Hey guys, welcome to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. This week, we are going to talk about a serious topic. We're going to talk about mom guilt. Okay, ladies, sorry, dads. I mean, I know you guys have a dad guilt as well, but moms, single moms, married moms, alone moms, whatever moms, if you are a mother, you have had this before. So let's have a quick like vent session and help each other out, because I know that if I feel like this, I know you guys have felt this way too. I know you know what it feels like to really have mom guilt, no matter what it is. There's literally so many reasons. And for me, having been a full-time stay-at-home mom, a working mom, a single mom, have a partner, but sometimes I'm still a single mom. There's just like, there's layers of guilt that I think we all feel regardless of what kind of a mom we are. Are we a mom to one child? Do we have five children? Are we home full-time? Are we not home full-time? Like, it doesn't matter. I'm telling you, the list goes on and on. If you ended a relationship, like you initiated the breakup or the divorce, probably going to have a little bit of guilt. If you have only so many days with your kids, and now really, I'm going to start talking about the single moms, but if you only have so many days with your kids and something that you have to do or even want to do falls on a night where you have your kids, boom, there's guilt. If you are the sole breadwinner and maybe you can't financially do certain things because it's just you and there's just like too much going on, boom, there's a little bit of guilt there. So, you know, trying to balance it all, and now being a single mom and now having just limited time with your kids, there we go again. I mean, it's like ridiculous. I'm just like sitting here thinking of like the random things that I know I have felt, and I know some of my girlfriends have felt, because their situations look different than mine. But, you know, for me, maybe you have guilt for, and I know I felt this like briefly, I felt guilt for even picking their father. Like, you know what I mean? Like, maybe you're going through like a bad spell with this person. Maybe you're not getting along too well. Maybe you're looking at maybe what they do to the child or things that they say to the child, or the fact that you know that this child or children are going to have to deal with that other parent for the rest of their life, and they're not the nicest at times, or they might be a little unhealthy. You might feel guilt for that. You might feel guilt for now what you are having to put your kids through because of the decisions that you made. I know I at times have felt that. I know my mom has felt that. I know so many single moms that feel that way. When you have those years where co-parenting is just hard and you guys are not really getting along, or, you know, your ex is just being really difficult, or maybe you even have guilt for the way you've handled situations in the past in front of your kids. So let's not even forget to mention the loads of guilt that we feel for just being a mom in general and trying to do it all and not being able to, because honestly, we're not superwoman. Like, we can't do it all. And that's just like single mom stuff. I mean, that's regular mom stuff too, but right now I'm just talking about the single moms. I know for me, when I even started dating, then I would feel guilt for, you know, I felt like I was taking time away from Ryan because it was always just me and him. And I know for me in the beginning, I felt guilty telling Ryan that he couldn't even sleep in my bed because now Jason was here. There you go. Some guilt there. And he's an only child. So it's not like he has other siblings or anything like that, where maybe, you know, all the kids weren't sleeping in my bed at all because there was like two or three or whatever. No, it was always just him and I, and bringing someone else into the mix. I felt guilt in the very beginning. I felt guilt showing Jason affection in front of Ryan, and then Ryan maybe feeling a little jealous, or I didn't want him to feel left out. Now let's talk about even a blended family. than it was, am I giving Ryan too much attention in front of, you know, Jason's kids because I don't want them to feel left out. Then if I start giving them attention, like, does Ryan feel left out? I think when you're a mom and you have, I don't know, tell me down below, like comment, because I don't know what this feels like. But when you have your own children, let's say you have two or three, do you feel guilt doing something with one and not the other? I mean, I would assume that's a yes, but it's just hard. It's hard to balance it all. And there's no rule book for how to navigate through this. And it's a lot because frankly, we live in a world where a job that takes a village, like think about it, being a mom literally takes a village. And we live in a world now where it's looked at like it should just be a one person show, or sometimes it just is a one person show. And that's not easy and it's stressful. And I know you moms and dads know, if you're listening, any dads out there, you know what I'm talking about. You know, thankfully enough, I don't really have the financial guilt. My situation or my experience as a single mom was just so different than my mom's. I don't really have the financial guilt, but I know my mom did. And I know when she was doing it alone, we literally had nothing. Like, I remember a picture of me probably 3 or 4 years old sitting in our first apartment, and I'm sitting in a chair, like, you know, like a living room chair or whatever. And that was literally all we had. There was nothing else in that room. It was just the chair. There was no TV. There was no anything. She took nothing when she divorced my dad. And honestly, I don't even know if I had a bed. I would assume I had a bed, but I don't even know. I think I might have even just been sleeping with her in the very beginning because we really had nothing. And I mean, she had me when she was 21, didn't graduate high school. We were living on welfare and my dad wasn't exactly, you know, rolling in the dough either. So he wasn't really there financially for her or for probably even himself. So we were still living in an apartment when it was the three of us. And you know, this is just blue collar families that barely graduated high school and were just doing whatever they could do to make ends meet and like figure it out. It just, they didn't grow up in a world where you know, are educated, or, I mean, there was no, if you did have your own business, it was something that was like a mom and pop thing where you really, really were grinding to even still make bare minimum. So it was just such a different world back then. And so they, you know, she had a lot of financial struggles that I just didn't have. So if Ryan does want something, he can get it. Doesn't mean he does get it right away. I try to always balance that out because you don't want them growing up with instant gratification. But, you know, with technology and scrolling and iPads and all that stuff, they are growing up in a very, very different world than definitely what I grew up in. But I remember my mom feeling horrible for not being able to get me the LL Bean backpack that I wanted. Oh my God, all I wanted was the LL Bean backpack because everyone had it. It was so like preppy and like I just loved it. And I wanted my little initials like engraved on the back. And I mean, you weren't getting the backpack, that's for sure, because that thing was so much money. And then on top of it, you were not getting your initials put in because that was extra. So instead, I got some like cheap, I think it was probably like from Woolworth, or was that the name of the brand? Woolworth or Ames, or I don't even know. Silversteins. Is any of this ringing a bell to kids in the 80s here? But it was just some like really cheap backpack with some crappy lunchbox in it and a friggin' Trapper Keeper, which, I mean, hell, if you got the Trapper Keeper, then I mean, I guess that was like, you know, you made it. But all I wanted was that damn backpack. And even still to this day, I tell her, I'm like, all I wanted was the backpack. And she's like, I couldn't afford it. Like, we couldn't afford it. And it seems so crazy to me that she still feels guilt to this day for not being able to give me the damn backpack. But all she could barely do was give me the bologna sandwich, white bread, bologna, you know, a bag of chips in a sandwich bag, because you didn't buy like the snack bags. You know what I mean? They were already done. Like me, my whole cabinet is just like pre-packaged stuff, so I don't have to spend any extra time putting anything into a sandwich bag. that was it. Like, that's what you did back then. You just didn't, there was no luxury. There was no juice boxes. If you got like Capri Suns, it was like, oh, that was the treat for the week. So, you know, she had a lot of financial guilt for the way I was raised. And for me, looking back, you know, I didn't always realize just how poor we were. Like, we weren't poor in the sense that I never really had secondhand clothes. You know, I always had clothes from, we always went to a store, but it was, I don't even remember where we were shopping at the time. It was called Cove, which was kind of like a, I can't even find like a comparison for what it would be today, but it was just, you know, it was just plain shirts. Like, there was no name brand, anything. You know, I never looked like, she called it a ragamuffin. I never looked like a ragamuffin. Hair was always combed and cut and, you know, looked nice and put together. She was always prided herself on that as a single mom, that I didn't look like as poor as we actually were, but we really didn't have anything. And I remember everything that I wanted at Christmas or my birthday, those like big ticket items, whether it was like Nintendo or Game Boy, or I remember for years, all I wanted was a cash register. Oh my God, I wanted it so badly. I just wanted a cash register. I swear I didn't get that damn thing until I was like 12 years old. And I remember opening it up on Christmas morning and looking at it and being like, I'm 12. Like, I'm not going to play with this. But she had to get it for me because she could finally afford to get it for me. And I looked at her and I'm like, but I'm literally not going to play with it. And she's like, it's okay. She goes, I had to do it. And I'm like, okay. And I never played with it. But, you know, we always got things later after we probably didn't even want them anymore because that's when she could afford them. And so, you know, as moms, I think we just all go through different struggles depending on the situations that we're in and circumstances that we're, you know, having to deal with. I know for me in the beginning, I felt guilt because of just his situation and the fact that he had to get bounced around. I mean, he's still getting bounced around. We're still co-parenting, but in the very, very beginning when he was really, really small, it just broke my heart and the guilt that I felt for. Okay, guys, let's take a minute and talk about investing in yourself. Regardless of what you are going through, we are all not taught basic skills, fundamental skills that we need in order to not only have what we want, but to be happy. Isn't that what we all say we want, to be happy? Well, the reason why most people are not happy is because they are looking to the outside world to give them what they are actually craving. They are expecting their partner, their job, their kids to fill them up inside because they are missing these fundamental skills in order to actually be happy. If you are struggling in any area of life, it is your job to now take full responsibility for yourself and for your life. And the only way to do that is to make a decision that you are done suffering and are ready to move on. My private coaching program can help by guiding you into the next phase of your life. It will give you the tools and the foundation you need to begin taking care of yourself on all levels, mentally and emotionally, which are two areas that most people do not know how to take care of themselves, and also physically and spiritually. So take this opportunity to stop wasting time and make the investment in yourself. Register today and start working with me. Even going back to work for, I think I did it for like 6 or 9 months when he was about 2 years old, I felt guilt dropping him off at daycare, right? I mean, how many times have us moms dropped them off? They're crying. They're upset and we're crying now in the car on the way to work. I mean, the tears are just falling down our faces and it's like such a weird feeling in our heads because part of it is we have to go to work. Part of it is we kind of want to go to work. Part of it is I do want to spend the day with you, but I can't, but I want to. Like, we're just so torn sometimes and I think that just adds to the struggle. You know, I can't even tell you how many times, and I know you moms have been there, where I stood at daycare. I mean, how many of us stood at daycare like multiple times and just like peeking in and make sure that they don't see us, to make sure that they're okay. And then, you know, the teacher or whoever comes to us and says, they're fine, you know, give them a couple minutes and like, they're always fine and they bounce back. And, you know, you're emailing them at like 10 o'clock saying, hey, did he have snack? Like, you know, is he okay now? Is he playing? And they're like, yep, absolutely fine. And then in your head, you're like, are you sure? Are you lying to me? Just to make me feel better about myself and not make me feel like a horrible mom for dropping him off. It's a struggle, right? Like, I felt guilt. And I spent so much time with him. After about 6 or 9 months of me working, I ended up leaving my job and I stood home with him full time because the daycare place I just didn't love whatsoever. And I was just like, nope, he's never going back there again. And that was it. He never went back there again. And I just figured it out. But I felt guilt for being exhausted all the time. I felt guilt for not always wanting to be Mary Poppins the way I thought I was going to be. I felt guilt for, you know, the littlest things. And I know this sounds absolutely ridiculous. I'm sure some of you are going to like feel me on this, but in the beginning it was like, I was making his food from scratch. I was like, you know, boiling the sweet potatoes and mashing them. And that's what I was giving him. And then it was like, I will never feed him microwavable anything or do this or no McDonald's or no this. And then you would start to feel guilt for being like, oh my God, I'm giving you a frozen waffle for breakfast. And like, that's it. And I'm just trying to figure it out and get you the hell out the door, because then I have to, I mean, doesn't the list go on and on? It's like, there's these standards that we put on ourselves and they come from such a loving, unconditional loving place. We want the absolute best for these kids. But we realize, like, hell, we can't do it alone. I mean, I was a single mom. Even now, like, yeah, I'm in a relationship, but there are still times where I am a single mom and it's just me and him in the house. And I still feel bad for that at times. I still feel guilt when he's 10, where he will have to sit in the living room by himself and I got to go take a shower. And I feel guilt for that. Like, I try to take a shower either before he gets home from school or after he goes to bed, but then I don't want to do it because I'm too tired. I mean, please, like, give me some love. Like, are we all on the same page here? And it's because he's an only child. So the only, parents that only have one child and you're a single mom, it's like, it is really just you and this child. I felt guilt for not wanting to play Fortnite or not wanting to go outside and shoot hoops with him and being like, no, like, mom's tired. And then there are times where I do push myself to do those things. It's like, we try to meet these expectations of who we think we should be. And we have to just acknowledge the fact that we want the absolute best for them, but we can't do it alone. And we're only human. And even though, you know, sometimes it's not okay to give them everything that they possibly ever want, but it's just this feeling of wanting them to have it all and to be happy. And sometimes they're going to be uncomfortable. And I think that's where it comes from, is sometimes they're going to be disappointed. Sometimes they're not going to get everything that they want, and that's okay. Because at the end of the day, we're doing the best that we can possibly do. I think for me, I even feel guilt sometimes that he's in school right now. I'm like, God, if I could just, like, because I know he hates school. Like, oh man, I wish I could just, like, homeschool him, or, like, you know, have someone come here and, like, just teach him actually the stuff that I think is important, because him learning fractions right now, I mean, or not even fractions, like geometry or just some of the things that he's learning, I'm like, oh God, there's no point to this. Even yesterday we were doing homework and he was asking me something about fractions. He was doing this equation and he looked at me and he goes, why don't you know this? Like, how do you not know this? Like, I thought you knew this stuff. And I'm like, Ryan, I'm 43 years old. I'm like, I don't use fractions every single day. You realize just how stupid, not even stupid that you are, but just like, hell, I haven't done this shit in years. I don't remember how to do this. Thank God for freaking AI GPT. I was like, freaking thing last night, like voicing, like, if Mary has 12 muffins and her family eats 2/3, how many blah, blah, blah. Thank God for that. And I'm like, can you explain how to do this? Like, can you imagine back in the day when our parents didn't have any of that stuff and they had to just figure it out with us? It was just so funny last night. But I mean, even that, I felt guilt for not being smart enough to know fractions. Like, what the hell is wrong with me? Why would I feel that kind of guilt? But it's it's because for me, I want to be like the best mom ever. And I can't be at times. Like, I don't know how to do everything. There's no rule book. No one's telling me what I should be doing. And there's my own fears and insecurities and worries that I have. And you're always worrying about them. I mean, always. I'll feel guilt for saying no for something, but then I'll feel guilt for saying yes for something. Like, did I make the right decision? And I'll overthink it. And I don't even know if there's an answer to this. I think you just have to allow yourself to be human. And in hell, I mean, shit, aren't we just all doing the best we can? I mean, that's really it. I'm doing the best I can. And I think as long as you're, for me, I've prided myself on being honest with Ryan, having good communication with him, like keeping it real, like trying to be as open as I can with him without giving too much that could be hurtful or harmful to him, you know, and me worrying, but not letting that worry, sometimes letting him see it because you don't want them to worry about things that they shouldn't be worrying about. And understanding that at the end of the day, I'm going to mess up sometimes. And I think if you're just honest with your kids and showing them that you are human and apologizing or owning something, I think that that's going to really help them in the long run. It's not you being perfect and doing it all. It's just about you being a human being and, you know, shielding them when they need it, but also exposing yourself when they need it too, so they can see your humanness. I think years ago, the disservice that I know my parents did was that they just weren't human with me, but they weren't human with themselves. Like, they couldn't own their own stuff, and it was hard for them to kind of sit in an uncomfortable space at times. So if they couldn't do it with themselves, I mean, now as an adult, there was no way that they were going to be able to do it for me. And so that's where I don't hold grudges. I'm not mad at anyone for what they did, because they did the best that they possibly could do based on what they knew at the time. And I think that's also helped me in life with other people that could hurt me or disappoint me or say something that's not kind or whatever, is to understand that this person's doing the best they can based on what they know to do. And they're not going to do any better because they don't know any better. So it helps to kind of take the sting out of it. But I think anyways, just circling back around, I appreciate the vent session, because I think sometimes, like, I know for me, no matter the stage of life, you know, if I have to miss a basketball game, or I was like, I'm not missing anything. I have one child. I'm not missing anything. And I've had to miss something. Even just being sick, being like, oh my God, I have a headache. Oh my God, it's, you know, the game starts at freaking 7 a.m. and, you know, he's with his dad right now. And oh God, I don't want to drive there. And all right, I'm just going to miss this one and sleep in. Like, even that, whether it's for me or whether it's like, oh my God, I'm sick. Like, I have every right to not go to the game. I think that you just have to give yourself grace, right? Isn't that what we're all trying to do, is just like allow ourselves to be human and not put these unrealistic expectations on ourselves as moms, thinking that we have to be doing it all and we don't want to miss anything either. And we want to be so present and we want to be at our best. And it's just not realistic. It's not life. That's something that I've learned so far throughout this journey of being a mom. I'm sure I'm going to learn more lessons, but right now I'm at like a really good place where if I do start to have guilt, I can kind of check it really quickly. And I know that I'm a great mom. And I know that, I mean, look, he even tells me I'm a great mom constantly. You're such a good mom. I mean, the other night, I think he just like looked at me and was just like, I love you so, so much. And I was like, oh, I'm like, where did that come from? He's like, I just wanted to say it. And I'm like, oh, I'm so glad. So just that kind of connection. I'm like, okay, I'm doing something right. I know for sure. So listen, the moral of this is let go of the guilt. Like, you know, when you can push yourself a little bit as a mom, and when you know, look, I need to take a back seat right now and I need to take care of me, and it's okay if I focus on me, and it can't always be about them or my job or this relationship or this, like, I'm doing the best I can with what I know right now and I'm learning as I go. Like, give yourself the grace to say, even if I'm on kid number three and I've done this before, it doesn't matter, because the situation you're in right now and just where you're at is different than that first one. I know that was something that I've heard a lot of my friends say that have multiple kids, is I feel guilt because what I did with the first one is different than what I do with the third one or whatever. And I think it's just about, look, you're in a different space right now than you were with the first one, and allowing each child to have their own experience. No matter what it is, it doesn't matter if, well, the first one had me and, you know, his dad together, and now this last one, you know, we're divorced and we're not getting along, and this last one's having a totally different experience than the first one. Guess what? The first one took some good stuff from you guys being together and probably took some bad stuff. The last one is going to take some good stuff and going to take some bad stuff. So it's just about letting each child have the experience that they're meant to have, because that's really what's molding them and shaping them for good or for bad. And it's your job as their mom to not be perfect, but to just help them through any of those ebbs and flows that they're going to go through in life. That is the most beneficial. It's not about giving them everything and doing everything and protecting them as much as you possibly can. It's just really about you being healthy and having a great connection with them. Hope you guys enjoy the podcast, and I'll see you in the next one. Take care.